Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is we all want to reach optimal levels of health, wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you in each of the Healthy Alternative shows. My guest I'm going to be talking to a little while is Gina Castellano. Gina's a healing arts practitioner, and she's worked with modalities such as New Decision Therapy, Body Talk, Advanced Feng Shui, many other aspects. She's been studying the teachings of Abraham for many years, and she's really made it her personal mission to help people really realize their full potential. And she just released her first book, The Journey to Your Dream, and we'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. Every week, I like to start the show by talking about an issue, area, a concern that you should know about. And today, I want to talk about the fraud that goes on with drug research. This was published in the British Medical Journal. What they found, that drug research, even from clinical trials by the FDA, is routinely suppressed. The study found that less than half of all NIH-funded clinical trials were published in a medical journal within 2.5 years after the trial's completion. And fully one-third of the trial results remained unpublished even 4 years after the trial. How come? Because the drug manufacturers didn't like the data. As an example, GlaxoSmithKline had FDA-approved diabetes drug Avandia. It was found in 2007 to increase heart attacks and cardiovascular death. Now, GlaxoSmithKline knew about the risk before the drug was even approved. And the British Medical Journal found that 35 of the drug's 42 clinical studies have never been published. They were obtained only after a court case required the company to turn over their data. Just as one example, another one is Spine Journal reported Medtronic, which is a company that developed a bone growth stimulating back surgery device known as Infusion. And what they found is basically the clinical trials had to be stopped, and it wasn't until 5 years later that people became aware of it. And they stopped the trials because of unwanted bone growth around the spines of trial volunteers. But it was out there being marketed, and you had surgeons making millions of dollars in royalties from the company. Another example is Schering Plough. They make the popular cholesterol drug Vitron. And what they did is they sat on the clinical trial results showing that the drug provided no benefit improving artery health. There was just a case reported with GlaxoSmithKline where they're going to pay a penalty of $3 billion because what they did is they falsely advertised the drugs and the off-label uses that were not covered and not researched. They did that for a whole range of drugs. And yes, they're paying penalties. Drug companies look at these penalties as a mere cost of doing business. They pay millions of dollars in penalties, and they make billions of dollars in profit. What we need to start doing is having some of these folks from these drug companies that are committing these frauds on the public go to jail. Just doing charges and having them pay fines is absurd. People are getting harmed. People are dying. Yet these folks are walking away scot-free. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Also, at the top of Healthy Alternatives, you'll see Jerry Recommends. Those are people, services, events that I think you ought to know about, and you can take a look there. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough, its newest discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk about is an option with multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis, first of all, is a chronic degenerative disease of the nerves in your brain and spinal column, and it's caused by a demyelination process where the waxy substances around the nerves and your central nervous system, in effect, start to disappear, and you wind up with things like muscle weakness, imbalance, loss of coordination, vision loss, tremors. And there's a doctor, Terry Walls, who had MS, and 7 years she'd had it and been deteriorating, and she'd been doing conventional treatments. The way she cured herself was she changed her diet. Yep, you heard me, changed her diet. What she did in her research, she found MS patients' brains tend to shrink. Other diseases that there also is a similar shrinkage is Huntington's, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's disease. And that the common denominator between all this is poorly functioning mitochondria. These are the cells that produce energy in your cells. And what she discovered is there are three nutrients that are essential for proper mitochondrial function. It's animal-based omega-3 fats, creatine, and coenzyme Q10. And also, it was even more powerful in the reduced version called umbiquinol. And then she also found vitamins that can be really helpful are B1, B9, B12, and also iodine. And then to finish her process, she went on the paleo-style diet. It means she was having lots of greens. She was having lots of cabbage and onion, mushroom, asparagus. She was having brightly colored vegetables, fruits, and berries. She was having wild fish, grass-fed meat, organ meats for vitamin D, minerals, and CoQ10, seaweed, and iodine. She also eliminated processed foods, grains, starches, potatoes, corn. Within 3 months, she started noticing improvement. At 9 months, she was able to go on an 18-mile bike ride, which, when you know people have MS, that is pretty incredible. The other piece is that Joe Mercola suggests that she would add to this list of what she does is vitamin D and also eliminate aspartame. So with those pieces that she's put together, you can really look at taking MS and stopping it. What a great, healthy breakthrough. Before I bring on my guest, Gina Castellano, I want to talk to you about my asking for your assistance. You get this weekly show that I do on Healthy Alternatives, and if you're like many people, you're a regular listener. I'd really like to get this out to a lot more people because I know the information that I give is really valuable and can really help folks, and the people I interview are really sharp in what they've got to offer. And so I ask that you tweet about this, that you Facebook about it, that you email your friends the link to my Healthy Alternative show so that more people can become aware of the power of this information. My guest today is Gina Castellano. Gina's been a healing arts practitioner since 1990, and she's worked in modalities such as new decision therapy, body talk, advanced feng shui, and soul retrieval. In 2007, she began studying the teachings of Abraham and immediately recognized them as leading-edge teaching on the manifestation process. She made it her personal mission to master the art of deliberate creation and has been personally working with it and leading her clients very successfully through the process ever since. Last year, she followed her prompting to share what she learned with a wider audience, and she's just released her first book, The Journey to Your Dream. So, Gina, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry. I am really glad to be here.
So, Gina, can you tell us a bit about how you got on this path, since it's not your traditional directory of where life is going to take you?
Right. Well, I began my journey of transformational healing in 1988 after I had completed a Master of Arts degree in English literature. And I really feel that my study of literature was the forerunner to what has become my particular path and my particular passion. You know, so many of the great works of literature, the stories that we love to read, are about people and how they live their lives and the choices they make and how those choices shape who they become. That was a great setup for what would later become my spiritual path and my offering. At the time, I was teaching a college English, and I enjoyed it, but something really important was missing in my life. And so my journey to find that missing piece led me to experiment with many forms of healing that might help me to see my path more clearly.
Gina, hold on a second. How did you get attracted to healing? Because talking about literature and art isn't exactly one-on-one with healing. So how'd you start moving into healing?
Well, because of my own search for that missing piece in my life, the life that I truly wanted to live, the inspired life I wanted to live, it led me on a journey to experiment with many different healing modalities, such as new decision therapy and shamanic healing, the teachings of Abraham. And as I explored that question for myself, my professional practice in the healing arts took shape with a distinct focus, and that was to help people create the lives they truly desire, living inspired lives, whatever that means for them.
Great. So what's, because I've never heard of this one, new decision therapy. What is that process?
That process is designed to remove obstacles to creating whatever it is that we want to create in our lives. The issue with manifestation, you know, there's many wonderful, powerful forms of manifestation that are available to us today. But the real obstacle, and this is the focus of the first half of my book, the real obstacle is the unconscious habits and unconscious obstacles that sabotage our success. New decision therapy is a process for revealing those unconscious obstacles, bringing them to the conscious mind, and then releasing them.
Now, your book that you just have released, The Journey to Your Dreams, how did that come about for you?
Well, in my experience of working with my clients over the last 22 years, and also, you know, my own healing journey, I discovered that there are unconscious habits that sabotage our success. We all have them to one degree or another, and they undermine our efforts in sometimes subtle but very profound ways. So I decided that I wanted to combine all of the processes that I've worked with in my own life and with my clients that have been very successful and put together a systematic, step-by-step approach to creating your ideal life. The Journey to Your Dream is a guided journal, and it's different from other manifestation tools because it's a transformational process, and it leads you to uncover these unconscious habits and to move beyond them so that people are able to create consistently at a really high level.
So you're putting people through processes and experiences within the context of the book?
Yes, but and it's a very personal journey because the questions are prompts for writing from your own inner truth, your own experience, And so the questions will prompt you to have realizations and breakthroughs about decisions you've made in your life, maybe things that are holding you back, and how to move beyond them.
And I know there's research out there on the positive impact that journaling has on people's personal growth levels that can happen, and, you know, reduction in stress and all that from writing, like you're saying. So you're really taking advantage of that that aspect of that helps people heal.
Absolutely. And I believe that the more you write, the more your psyche will reveal to you. There's an exercise in the book called 99 Things to Be, Do, or Have. And the reason it's 99 things is because the more you write, the more you think about things that you could be happy, creative, inspired, do, travel, have a garden. The more you write about it, the more your psyche will reveal to you the things that are there but that you don't have conscious access to.
Yeah, but I wanted to get to 100.
Gary, do it. The more you do, the better.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, is the book for anybody in particular that you had in mind when you wrote the book and put it all together?
The book is for anyone who has a desire to be happy, who wants to move past their comfort zone, but who, and even, this is even for people who don't consider themselves journalers, because I have a lot of clients who say, I sit there with my journal, the page is blank, I don't know what to do. This book is designed to give you enough guidance to start your process and get it going, prime the pump, so to speak, but not too much so that the people who love to journal still have a lot of latitude to write about what they want to write about.
So you figured out a way for people to get over writer's block before they start, is what I'm hearing you saying.
Exactly, because of the power of journaling that I've experienced in my own life, and because, as you said, we know that it's a very powerful process, I wanted to make it easier for people and less daunting.
Now, how do you know in terms of, now we talked about the journaling research, but how do you know then the processes that you've got in your book really work?
Well, I know from my own life experience. I really feel that my life is the demonstration of these processes. I took only, there are 13 processes in the book. Now, there are many, many, many manifestation processes that I could have included, but I chose only those that I found absolutely most powerful and those that seem to work synergistically with each other. The other reason I know they work is because my clients are always reporting their successes, and my website has lots of success stories.
Can you give us one example?
Yes. I have a client who, when she first started the journal, she was in a state of flux, transition, and she was kind of scared about it because she'd been very unhappy in a job that she had, but she'd been afraid to do anything about it. You know, she had a lot of feelings of scarcity, you know, a lot of the mass belief that right now the economy isn't good, that the job market isn't good, that we should hold on, you know, to whatever we have. But in the process of doing the journal, she came to see that she really had more power in the situation than she realized. In fact, because of one of the processes in the book, early in the book, about desires gone underground, she had a very powerful realization about some other kinds of things that she could do, jobs that were related to what she was already doing, so it wouldn't be starting over, but she realized that there were some other fields that she could explore, and she did. And 2 weeks after that discovery, she attracted a new job, and that she's in that job now, and she's very happy. And her more of her story is in the review section on Amazon.com and also on my website, so you can even find out more about it that way.
Great. And the website is journeytoyourdream.com. And before we continue, I'd like to remind you listening to Healthier Alternatives, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with Gina Castellano in just a moment. I'd like to talk to you about my Switched On Selling DVD seminar. Switched On Selling is a brain rewiring approach to increasing your sales. It's a research-based, proven, validated course. People have shared with us quadrupling sales, having sales go up 300% just from taking this seminar. And the Switched On Selling DVD album has the full seminar. It comes with a workbook, and you also get a free copy as a bonus gift of my Switched On Selling book that I did with Dr. Tony Alessandro. To learn more about it, go to switchedonselling.com. And if you do want to order it, call my 800 number. Say that you're a listener on Healthy Alternatives, and we'll give you $100 off the price. So call 800-77 and then the word relax. That's 800-77 and the word relax. Tell us you're a listener of Healthy Alternatives and that you'd like the $100 discount on Switched On Selling. So my guest today is Gina Castellano. Gina's been a healing arts practitioner since 1990, working in numerous modalities, including new decision therapy, body talk, soul retrieval. She began studying the teachings of Abraham in 2007 and really recognized that it's a leading-edge teaching on manifestation. And she started working with her clients with all the different things that she learned and recently released her book, The Journey to Your Dream. And you can find out more about that at journeytoyourdream.com. So, Gina, we were talking about the book, and in the book you talk about what you call the desire comfort zone. Can you explain that to my listeners?
Yes. The desire comfort zone is one of those habits that I spoke of earlier that sabotage our success. You know, that's the place where the only desires you think are possible are the ones that you're accustomed to having, ones you think that you can attain with effort and some struggle. You're actually capable of creating at a much higher level, but habits like staying in your desire comfort zone limit what is possible for you.
So it's kind of like for a lot of people, they don't grow spiritually until they're in crisis, which kind of forces them to do something. So what you're attempting to do is get them to move before they go into crisis?
That's a good point. If we can create consistently, incrementally, we avoid crises in our lives. It's only when we are not keeping up with what life is causing us to become, or we are not keeping up with what is the deepest desire of our psyches, that crisis has to occur as a wake-up call. But I believe that when we follow this path consistently, day to day, we grow in a very beautiful, easy, gradual, and pleasurable way.
What? No struggle? Come on now, lady.
No struggle, Jerry. It's a whole new paradigm.
Now, why do you think it's important for people to uncover these buried desires? What impact are they having on the person?
We know that the desires that we have, they may go underground, but they never leave us. Carl Jung said, whatever we leave unaddressed in our psyche will wreak havoc in our lives to get our attention. So if we have dreams that we have let go underground, that we have modified or suppressed, that will eventually cause some kind of negative impact in our lives. And it robs us of the opportunity to live the life that we truly desire. So it's very important for us to be conscious, to take those dreams out and dust them off and breathe new life into them.
So you've got this desire gone underground process. Is there a way you can share some of that process with my listeners? So if they want to experiment with this, they'll have an opportunity to do that?
Sure. And, you know, it's an in-depth process that we probably don't really have time to go into in detail today. But I want to say one thing before I do address it, at least give the essence of it. I am going to be offering a free teleclass called Living the Life You've Always Wanted on Monday, July 16th at 8 p.m. Central. And this is going to be an hour long, and here we're going to talk about these unconscious habits, including desires gone underground, and I will lead participants through a whole breakthrough experience around this subject.
Great. So that's Monday, July 16th. It's a free seminar, and would they locate the phone number and stuff at journeytoyourdream.com?
Correct.
Okay. Great.
Okay, but to address it right now, the most important thing about desires gone underground, the reason that this happens is most often because we have a tendency to adjust our desire to what we think circumstances will allow, rather than letting our alignment with our desire attract the circumstances that will support its manifestation. And being the adjuster takes all kinds of forms. Some we're not even aware that we're doing. Sometimes we adjust, as I said, often we adjust to circumstances. Often we adjust to someone else's desires or circumstances someone else has created. And this is where we begin to suppress, modify, moderate, and, you know, in that way we sabotage ourselves.
So let's give them a taste of what this process is about then.
Okay. One of the things that I ask people to do in the journal is to write down desires and dreams that you've modified, again, because we believe circumstances won't allow them. And I ask people to reach back to dreams that they had as a child or a young adult. Maybe back to hopeful expectations as you were beginning a new phase of life, such as the start of your career or a relationship or a marriage or the beginning of some great creative endeavor. And I just ask people in the journal, in their space in the journal, to just let the thoughts surface and to begin writing. And just allow those dreams to reemerge and just see what comes up.
So once they have those dreams, what's the next step that they would take?
Then the next step is to see how maybe the actual dream itself, maybe that's not possible at the moment. But what is possible is to get to the essence of that. What would it feel like? What would my life look like? Who do I see myself being in relationship to this, if that could come to pass in my life? So then you get how you would feel, what your life might look like, who you might be in relationship to this, and then later sections show you how you can bring these things into your life. Even if it's not exactly what you dream, you can bring the essence of it, and you can begin to experience it and live into it. And that's where miracles happen.
Great. So on July 16th at 8 p.m. Central Time, you're going to go into that much more depth.
We're going to have the experience. Yes, there'll be a step-by-step process. I call it a breakthrough experience because I've done a number of these live, and it's very exciting for people.
Now, is this process or the other processes in your book something you do, once you do weekly, or how often do you wind up doing these things?
Well, you know, I think it's a wonderful practice for people to do on a regular basis. Once a quarter, a couple of times a year, maybe when you're in the middle of a transition or you feel like you want to create something new, or you've accomplished the things that you set out first time around with the journal, and you're ready to go beyond that.
I understand that you're offering my listeners, if they purchase your book on July 17th, some real assistance in assisting them through this process. Is that correct?
Can you tell us about it? Yes. I have also written course material to go along with the journal that supports people in their process, and I am going to offer that seminar as my gift to your listeners who purchase the journal through Amazon on the day of our launch, which is Tuesday, July 17th. And that will be offered as a gift, and it will provide further insight and individualized coaching, and it will just take the process just another step further.
So for my listeners, if you want to take advantage of what Gina is offering on July 16th, Monday night at 8 Central Time, you can find out at our website, journeytoyourdream.com, and you can take advantage of the free teleclass on putting that Desires Gone Underground process into reality. And then if you purchase the book on July 17th, now to purchase the book, you said Amazon, but do they have to go through journeytoyourdream.com?
That would be the place to start. Go to journeytoyourdream.com.
And from that, you'll then be eligible for a whole bunch of other gifts as well as a four-week teleseminar class. And so you can check that all out at journeytoyourdream.com. Gina, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
It was my pleasure.
My guest next week is going to be Lisa Stryker-Stossel. Lisa's an artist, speaker, educator, and author of the recently released book, Living Happily Ever After, Separately. She tells the story of how she and her husband saved their marriage and rescued their family by staying married but living apart. After 23 years in a challenging relationship, it came to the point where she knew she could no longer live with her husband, but she didn't want to wreck the family by divorcing, and so she came up with the idea of living separately. It's been 5 years now. We're going to check in with her on the experience, how it's been, the issues, and the successes that she has had with doing this. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.